The Northern Regional Security Council is calling for the review of the curfew hours in Bimbila following the murder of a rival chief. Currently, Bimbila is under curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. But the Northern Regional Security Council wants the curfew hours intensified from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. At a news conference in Tamale, the Northern Regional Minister Alhaji Lumina Muniru said 17 people have been arrested so far. Three of the suspects were arrested in Nkwanta in the Volta region. Alhaji Muniru also touched on demands by the family of the late chief for the body to be handed over to them. He said this will be done after an autopsy has been carried out. Our regional correspondent Mutala Issa reports that the DCE and the district police commander have been invited for questions.
The main point of the press conference today was the fact that the number of suspects arrested has now risen 17. Three of them, curiously, were picked in far away Nkwanta in the Volta region. If you know Nkwanta and then the Bimbila, it's about 1.5 hours or 2 hours drive from Bimbila where the incident actually took place. Now, as immediate steps, the regional coordinating, the regional security council has taken to restore calm in the area. They said they have stepped up security deployment in the area, not just in Bimbila, but including its surrounding communities, including Makayili and then Gulensi. Now, in addition to this, they've also recommended the review of the curfew in Bimbila town from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. from the previous 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
But we have this report that the DC for the area has also been arrested. How true is this?
Maybe the term you are using here is arrested, but we understand that the DCE, together with the district police commander for Bimbila, were invited by national security for interrogation. On Friday, the families of the late chief held a press conference where they mentioned the name of his claim was behind the murder of their father. We asked the head of the regional security team, that is Alhaji Lumina Muniru, and he told us that he cannot give us the names of all those who were picked for security reasons. So for now, we know that there are 17 people or suspects who have been picked. They are all male. But we do not know who these people are.
You earlier said that the Regional Security Council is recommending a review of the curfew hours. So how are people taking it, this news about the review of the curfew hours?
As it stands now, before the incident, the people were already appealing to the minister and government to review the curfew. Ramadan comes off in a few days' time, and this involves waking up at night a lot. And they were hoping that they would review the curfew to favor them so that they can undergo the fasting in a calm, a more relaxed manner. But as we speak now, the curfew has been imposed, and we are not in Bimbila, and I cannot tell you exactly how the people on the ground feel about the revision of the curfew. At the press conference on Friday, the family also demanded the release of their father's body for burial immediately, in line with Muslim tradition. But unfortunately, we have been told here that he needs to be taken through autopsy to unravel how the death occurred. As it stands now, they are not able to give us a timeline as to when the body will be released to the family.
That was our Northern Regional Correspondent, Mutala Issa. Meanwhile, the Acting Minister for the Interior, Marco Oyongo, is on a fact-finding mission to Bimbila. He's accompanied by the Northern Regional Minister, Northern Regional Police Commander, some members of the Security Council, and the MP for the area, Dominic Nitiwu.